Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavos.
That's Tanya.
Chodesh Halvavos, we're in Shara Bitochon, Perek Ri'i, and he's really talking about, it's so, you know, Perek Ri'i is applying Bitochon to everyday life, and therefore every line here is like a whole discussion. And we started talking about what happens if you have someone in the shul came, not a member of the shul, someone's going to America now for 3 months. I'll tell you, you'll see who next week, not a member of the shul, but someone who's in the shul a lot, is going to America for 3 months because an opportunity presented itself and he had a very bad year. Then we're mamish learning that now, the Chayus HaLavus, what does a person do when he had a bad year, when he had a bad season, and he's not making, I didn't ask him Pratim, because he didn't ask me, second of all, but it was so uncanny that we just learned it, so I was able to share with him some of the thoughts that we said yesterday, because yesterday we mamish talked about, you know, mamish this. He's going with his family. He's going for 3 months. Probably something opened up for a summer, like a summer position. It's the end of May already. Anyway, so we're learning here what should be the thought process of a Baal Bitochon when he has a slow season or a slow month. We live in months, a slow season, a slow year. So the Baal Bitochon has awareness of Hashem. About Bitochon, if he did what it says in Perek Beis and Perek Gimel, is very keenly aware that there's no accidents. Hashem didn't forget about him. Hashem didn't leave him to the vicissitudes of life. This is very specific. Everything that happens is specific. It happens at a specific time. Everything is Gecheshvan. It's an enormous concept, and sometimes we don't believe it. Like, it's hard to, you know, when we wait for an elevator, we get frustrated if the elevator doesn't come. But a Baal Bitochon, more than that, that's the Mida that he's inculcating, that I'm supposed to get to my house at 2:02 and 30 seconds, and not 2:02 and 0 seconds. And that could be an avoda. Maybe we should talk to Rabbi Dolinsky how to cope with the frustration of traffic jams. That's what you're supposed to think. And he says, "Say, you know, Hashem took care of me when I was a fetus, and you know, He took care of me then, and it was much harder to provide me with parnasa when I was a fetus than it is now. Nothing's harder, but you know what I mean." Okay, we'll start with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. The last, on page Kuf Mem Zayin, the last two words. V'yakabel gemul tol volkach, and he'll grab the getzchar for that, for thinking these thoughts, these realizations. He's like inspiring himself. Hashem knows what he's doing. This is from Hashem. We talked about this yesterday. The Chodesh HaLavus is not dictating what you should do about it. You're going to do about it whatever you should do about it. But you're not going to panic. You're not going to get depressed. You're not going to do something usur. These are the ramifications of this maslul of thinking. You're not going to get depressed. You're not going to get angry at your wife. You're not going to snap at your kids. Because you're calm. Because you know Hashem's in charge. And now you have to figure out what to do. Hashem yisal al avoseinu bamidbar. Shezehoyo matzovam. Kamo shomer akosuv. V'yotza omvelogtu dvar yom b'yomo. He's not referring to the nes of the mon, that it fell from heaven. He's referring to the way Hashem was mashpia of the month to them, that it was every day. And every day Hashem decided if they're going to get food today. It's I think the Chavir Lavon is saying it's always like that. The Mon is the prototype. We just don't see it. Just like our Parnos is always from Shemayim, but we don't see it, because the bread grows from the ground, not from the heaven. So we don't see Hashem. Wait, let me finish the thought, please. Okay, then. So I think he's trying to say that it's always like that. Hashem's making a decision every day, so to speak. Hashem, you know, Hashem is being Mashpia. So it's every day. It's like another battle. Every day is another day. Yeah. Because it doesn't happen by itself. It's not like, okay, yesterday I had customers and I opened the store. No, this is how we think. This is how the human mind works. It's very important to break free as much as we can. It's a lifetime of work to break free of that mode of thinking. The boss is not going to come because it's on the schedule that it's going to come. It's not going to come because it came yesterday. The sun's not going to rise because it rose yesterday. Yeah.
According to the Chavos of the Bavos, there will be no matter in my life that I won't be making ends meet.
That you won't?
I won't be making ends meet.
No, I don't, never said that. There's no matzav in your life that you're going to starve to death. And the Maaseh, there are people that starve to death too, but you don't have to like think that. That's like weird, and it's a special onesh, and that's... There's no matzav in your life that you're not going to have what to eat. When you grow up, you'll see the difference. Most people are not making ends meet, but look around, they're all alive. you don't realize that yet.
And what's the about the Hashem gives us that
pranasa,
the minimum.
Yeah, that's part of bitachon, and you could take that to the bank.
So if I'm about bitachon, even if I'm having a few months, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, that's exactly what he just said in the previous 10 lines. He says, I'm nothing to be afraid of. Hashem's providing for me. I'm always going to survive. So I'm having a slow month, and so maybe I have to take stock of this month, maybe I have to borrow money this month, maybe I have to take from my savings that I was saving for my daughter's wedding this month, and maybe I have to dip into there, dip into here, and maybe I have to sell my car, or maybe people in America now, I have friends, two good friends of mine in America, the last, a year ago, they remortgaged their house. To have money to live. So they had already paid up a lot of their house, so they took out a second mortgage on the house, pushed it to have money to live. So that's what they did, you know. I think it's good night for them, because they have a house, you know, they got a good rate from the bank, but they weren't, their business was in drought, and that's what they did. Two friends did that. And they thanked Hashem that they had, like, that source of money, you know. And they were good people. I don't know if they came to my Chavos HaLevavos this year, but it's very disheartening, you know. Nobody should ever be in that situation, you know. They had businesses that they had, I was by Rav Abba with them, so, right? So now we're going back 40 years. And then they built up a business, they got married, their families married off children. Kaput. Ooh, boom. So, not destitute mamish, but they couldn't keep up. Sometimes people sell their houses and they rent. At the end of their lives, after they bought a house and they have equity and they have a whole house, and then they have economic issues or they have to marry off children, it's not unheard of at all. Not at all. So they say, you know, I have a house, and they take a house and they sell it. They rent a small apartment because that's all they need now. Grandkids can't come visit, so they're left alone. That's not what I did. I never owned a house. I just moved from one rental to another. But that's what you do. So the Chavos HaLevavos is not giving you answers what to do. He's talking attitudes, how to cope. How to mentally cope with such situations. So what does he mean from the Mon? Is to incorporate and inculcate the Hergish that every that Hashem is there. Hashem is there every day. It's not happening by chance. You're not backing into a corner. It's not happening because, yeah, maybe it's happening, you know. I mean, even just now, the economic downturn. You know, that's just how it happened. But Chas v'Shalom, you know, there's no such thing, economic downturn. Hashem made a decision that they should have to cope with an economic slowdown in their lives. Things were geschmack for 30 years. Not geschmack because they worked very hard, but it was geschmack. You know, they had nice everything. And then, you know, what do? You know, come. No customers, nobody's buying anything, everything's slowing down. One of them actually manufactured furniture. He had to shut his business, nobody was buying. He became a salesman. He had to go out, you know, you go pound the pavement, and you gotta look for customers for another company. Very wrenching, very, very wrenching experiences. Good people, they're very strong. You do what you gotta do, but you maintain a good attitude.
So we know that Hashem's in control, yet we have to trick ourselves into doing things as if he wasn't in control. We have to do it.
Halavai, that should be our problem. Most people's problem's the other way, that we pay lip service to the idea that Hashem's in control, but we don't really believe it. Halavai, the problem you mentioned should be true. Maybe by you it's true, that's wonderful. I have a friend that bought up, all my friends are doing lousy. I have a friend, a good guy. He bought up, for investment purposes, a bunch of apartment buildings in Pennsylvania. And then all of a sudden no one's paying rent. And he can't keep up his mortgage payments, and the bank's at his heels. The entire, I'm in the middle of an America, I'm in the middle of this huge entire, you know. It's $160, $70 million entire. What happened? They bought the investment property, and then... So they're figuring out what to do. The Omar Holach, the Karasa Bosnei Yerushalayim Lamar, Komar Hashem, Zuchat Lo Chesed Nurayach, Avas Kulo Sayach, Lech Lechachrei Bamidbar, Meretz Lo Zeruah. What does he mean by bringing down this pasuk? That it really is an expression of faith in Hashem to maintain that good attitude. That's why he's bringing down that pasuk. That Claudius Hashem remembers fondly, so to speak, and thinks of us with love. The fact that we went into the Midbar, and we said Hashem's going to take care of us. And Hashem is taking care of us. Nothing is left to, as I say, the vicissitudes of the economy. Hashem's deciding what you should have, what you shouldn't have, when you should have it, how much you should have, how little you should have, that the air conditioning should break, everything. Okay, stop here.